Country Club FM.
All right, Neil, a couple of things to cover here before we get into the Bob Almanac. Roy from Blaine, who I think helps out on the Bob Almanac for time to time. He might be the guy, or might be another guy, time to time, helps out with tidbits and some of the research. When you are and your staff are unwilling to look things up, I think he does. But anyway, sure. Roy and Blaine thought there's some shenanigans going on. Because just before the Almanac yesterday, he heard me say that I text you the gone but not forgotten list. And then mere moments later, I accuse your staff of overlooking somebody that we do quite often. And
right.
He said, since Neil is so far away and thus theoretically unable to launch his own investigation into this injustice, the Blaine Bloodhounds are on the case. He says, we've got your back, Neil. And I texted him back and I said, I don't text you the list. The list comes from your staff. I text
Correct.
You what we have audio for.
Correct. So I do appreciate him
right.
standing up and supporting my cause and my back. But yeah, that was there's still some deficiencies in my
right.
staff. It could be due to low pay.
Right.
It could be due to low intelligence or a combination thereof.
Lack of effort. There are a lot of things. Easily distracted.
Yeah. Right.
Other deficiencies, I'm sure. And also, Roy and Blaine is our big Gopher women's basketball supporter.
Yes,
Let's
he is.
Let's us know what's going on there. And we didn't mention it earlier. They host Penn State. Unfortunately, they're without their great guard, Mara Braun. Sophomore guard, foot injury,
right.
out indefinitely. That's
Ooh.
Tough for the Gopher women who had been having a good season. All right, today's Bob Almanac, This Day in History, and the birthdays. Wednesday, January 31st, last day of the month. Boy, Neil, your trip to Florida, it's disappearing. I mean, you're already how many days in? I mean, it's going to be over before you know it. You should start panicking right about now. 1865 on this date, the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was approved. That amendment abolished slavery in the U.S. 1865, of course, the Civil War would come to an end later that year. And sadly, also,
yeah.
the life of Abraham Lincoln would also come
right.
to an end. 1865. How about 1893, our trademark of the day? Have a Coke and a smile, Neil.
Boy, the Coca-Cola singer is doing a nice job.
So, people have a Coke and they smile. What's your facial reaction when you drink a Diet Mountain Dew?
Euphoria, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Ear-to-ear smiles.
So, when I hear that jingle, I think of this.
He said, do the people laugh when you say what you say? I said, yes. He said, do you get paid? I said, yes. He said, well, tell Bill. I said, have a Coke and a smile and shut the f*** up.
Eddie Murphy, bonus Eddie Murphy here. Tell Bill, have a Coke and a smile.
Right.
That was a good bit from Eddie Murphy's stand-up shows. That was 1893. Coca-Cola first registered as a trademark in the United States Patent Office. They've only made like a gajillion dollars.
Yeah, it's right in there. That's a lot of zeros.
We have another new product, 1928, introduced.
You can seal things with it like sandwich wrappers. Scotch cellophane tape holds things in place like snapshots in albums. Because it's practically invisible, it's great for mending things like torn sheet music. So insist on Scotch Brand, America's number one cellophane tape.
Scotch tape, first marketed this date, 1928. It could do so much. They mentioned just a few of the things. And so many more things. Duct tape kind of took over. There was a time there where all we had was Scotch tape. And then we had the masking tape. But what's the tape that it looks like masking tape, Is that what masking? Yeah. It has fibers. We had that, and you couldn't tear it. You know, it was kind of that yellowish, kind of beige color.
Yes,
but it was like duct tape, where it had the threads that ran, you know, lateral with the tape.
You could see them in there. Yeah.
And the only way you could never tear that, at least as I remember as a kid,
I couldn't.
You needed scissors. That also was a kind of tape.
That had a name to it too, and I.
Boy, when it came to 3M and the stuff that they came up with, with all
they might be in that kajillion range too.
Those command strips, man, that's big.
Oh yeah,
those things are big. And again, Scotch tape, another thing that originated here. I mean, think about Cheerios, Pillsbury Doughboy, Ham's Bear, Tax and Spend Terry. I mean, we've had a lot of big products
come right out of our backyard,
and various other mascots and things like that. And Ham's Bear, Ham's the beer refreshing. Ham's Bear still out there. You can still get Ham's Beer.
Yeah, from the land of sky blue waters.
1940 this date.
The first Social Security check was issued on January 31st, 1940, to Ida Mae Fuller, who was unmarried. A school teacher and legal secretary, Fuller worked only 3 years under the new Social Security law, earning her a check in the amount of $22.54.
Ida Fuller, the first recipient of a Social Security check. Neil, I know that you are not a financial planner, but you play one on the radio. And my plan is to solely rely on Social Security for my retirement. Is that a good idea?
It depends on if you want to live in a cardboard box under a bridge somewhere that it is.
I might have to find a way to sell old editions and episodes of the Bob Almanac. Get some
now
secondary.
That would be lucrative.
Some residual income. So 1940, first first Social Security check. 1961.
This chimpanzee will pave the way into space. His name is Ham. He has a different training regimen than human astronauts.
Including lots of bananas.
Shocks to his feet if his attention strays from the instrument panel.
Seems cruel, doesn't it?
It a little bit does.
Neil, how do you say, Houston, we have a problem in monkey?
I'd need help. I'd have to talk to Tarzan or Dr. Doolittle.
So we just had Ham's Bear. Now we have Ham the chimpanzee.
Right.
Who flew above and on the old Mercury Redstone, part of the Mercury Project. It was the first primate in space. And it was like the 3-year anniversary of our actual first endeavor into space. We went into space for the first time in 58 with just a satellite. A little bit behind the Russians, but we got there. And then we've got Ham the chimpanzee flying in space. And he survived, too. Unlike the Russian dogs. I think the Russian dogs, they did not survive when they sent them up. But Ham the chimpanzee.
Ham came back.
Yeah, he lived well into the 70s.
Very nice.
So Ham the chimpanzee.
I hope he's in the Nassau Hall of Fame somewhere.
Let's take a listen to this right now. Wouldn't you agree and think that George Harrison was the most spiritual of the Beatles?
Yes.
Certainly seemed that way. And here's his song, My Sweet Lord. No, it's not the Chiffons. He's so fine. I know you thought it was. Neil, have you ever been accused or charged with subconscious plagiarism?
I can honestly say I have not.
This song hit number one in 1971. How about 1990?
Forget hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Today, these Russians wanted it all. 30,000 of them, twice what anyone expected, crammed through the golden arches before the day was done.
Because I'm hungry.
Soviets are used to standing in long lines for just about anything. But for Big Macs and fries, it's a first.
Yeah, that big deal in Russia. You know, they were the glasnost and the new openness, the perestroika, the Mikhail Gorbachev, new freedoms. And now the Soviets and the Russians had the freedom. experience, they had the freedom to experience rampant obesity with McDonald's opening up.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club. Much to do in Russia, in the communist Russia. They were saying goodbye to communism and hello, Ronald McDonald. Although Ronald McDonald, doesn't he looks like Marx, doesn't he? You know,
well, he is.
Marx used to dress up like a clown, so.
Well, he could easily be confused, and nothing better than, you know, a vodka water and a Big Mac. That is what you want to have.
And I'm sure they dipped their chicken McNuggets into that, what's that Russian stuff? Borscht. Is that right?
Yes, or something, yeah.
Something like
Borscht.
That. So that was 1990, 2019 in the news.
The drugs that you see next to me were attempted to be smuggled into the United States from Mexico, concealed within a tractor trailer transporting produce. The truck was being driven by a 26-year-old Mexican national. The truck was referred for secondary inspection and scanned through a non-intrusive inspection system.
That was a rather large drug seizure this date, 2019, 254 pounds of fentanyl. That's bad stuff.
Oh, my. That's a lot.
That's a lot. 254 pounds. I've got a picture of it here in the news story. Street value of $3.5 million. That's why the whole border thing is so serious. Because things are coming through there that we don't know of and know about. And fentanyl is one of those things.
Yep.
And from what I read in the news, it sounds like that comes from China. And then China's trying to drug us. That's what I hear from. That's what I hear in the news.
Yeah.
They're trying to make America sick. 2019. How about birthdays now? Neil, are you ready?
Let's do the birthdays.
What's up?
I'm set.
Here comes Nolan Ryan.
And when I get sore, I take Advil. It's strong, it works, and I know it helps. And Advil's gentler on my stomach than aspirin. To last as long as I have, you got to stick with what works.
You know, when he would throw a fastball, it looked like an Advil pill.
Yeah.
Coming at the hitter. Try to hit that.
Try and hit those pills.
Exactly. That's what he threw. He threw what's the saying? Is it
peas.
BBs and peas and all kinds of things. Beans and disease to you. Nolan Ryan, 77. Seven
no-hitters.
Yeah, the Ryan Express.
Yep.
Guy threw hard. Seven no-hitters.
Seven no-hitters. That's pretty good.
You know, too bad they didn't have radar back in the days of Walter Johnson and Bob Feller and some of these other fireballers. It'd be nice to compare them more with the modern pitchers and how hard they threw. Also 77 today. We're going to go to the Breaking Bad universe.
Once you call it in, the people who show up will be with the Office of Medical Investigations. That's primarily who you'll talk to. Police officers may arrive, they may not. Depends on how busy a morning they're having. Typically, ODs are not a high-priority call. There's nothing here to incriminate you, so I'd be amazed if you got placed under arrest. However, if you do, you say nothing. You tell them you just want your lawyer. Then you call Saul Goodman.
Call Saul Goodman. He's the guy. It's all Goodman. So that's Jonathan Banks, who was the heavy. He was the muscle for the cartel guy, Gus Fring in Breaking Bad. And then he worked for Heisenberg, worked for Bryan Cranston's character. I can't remember right now. But he was the bald guy in Breaking Bad. And you know, and Better Call Saul. And also, so I watch Breaking Bad for the first time, and we watch it and so forth. And then I see Beverly Hills Cop again, maybe a few months after the first one. And I go, hey, there's Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad. He was one of Victor Maitland's Goombas in Beverly Hills Cop 1. And he is 77. Harry Wayne Casey. Let's call him KC.
Yeah.
KC and the Sunshine Band. They were huge when I was in elementary school.
Oh, yeah. The 70s there. Mid to late 70s.
Yeah. A friend brought his sister's KC and the Sunshine Band's greatest hits in third grade. And we just wore that thing out on the. And you know, the school record players are those cheap ones, kind of had a a leathery cover on them, and sometimes the cover would come off, and the sound out of the little speaker was garbage, of course.
Yeah, but, right.
We enjoyed it, because that's all we had. Schools now have full sound systems. They got subwoofers and everything all over the place. TV monitors in their classrooms. So Harry Wayne Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band, 73 here today. How about Minnie Driver?
You're an idiot. I've been sitting over there for 45 minutes waiting for you to come and talk to me. But I'm tired now and I have to go home. And I couldn't sit there anymore waiting for you.
Well, I'm Will.
Skylar.
Skylar and Will, they meet for the first time, Good Will Hunting. There's this movie, there's this guy named Will, he's good, and then they go hunting for him. Of course, there's Minnie Driver, no relation to Adam Driver, by the way. I just always kind of assumed that they were, but they're not. Minnie Driver is 54 today. We've got a couple, I think here's an arrested, did you just have to turn your mic off, Neil? I heard the click.
Is that all right?
No, that's fine. Yeah. Do what you got
to
do.
Oh, come on. What was I supposed to do? Tell the Job is not staying here? God knows where he is? Actually, that sounded okay.
Now you'll never be able to do it. You're too good. You're the noble one.
Thank you.
The one who never wins.
I don't know about
the
that.
The loser. The fool.
Little cameo there from the great Jason Bateman from Arrested Development. Portia de Rossi, one of the Bluth kids. She was Lindsay, 51. Let's go to SNL.
You want to talk about equal rights? A dog can pee in the street. That's fine. Drunk Uncle pees on one payphone. Gets arrested this time.
Bobby Moynihan, Drunk Uncle, one of his characters from SNL. He was on from 08 to 2022. He had a long run. Not Tim Meadows long, but a pretty good run of 14
that
years.
That is a good run, yeah.
Bobby Moynihan. And speaking of SNL.
We have been... From the Baguette Talk Show, talking about chess, talking about crazy cool medallions, talking about...
Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon. Justin Timberlake plays Robin Gibb, and of course, Jimmy Fallon. What a wonderful Barry Gibb. The Barry
That's
Gibb Talk
good.
Show, it is, Justin Timberlake. And he was back on with Jimmy. We don't watch SNL anymore. But we heard that Justin Timberlake was on. We go, I wonder if they're doing the Barry Gibb Talk Show. Recorded it, and guess what they did?
They did.
They revived it, and Justin Timberlake, pretty popular, Neil, with NSYNC and the whole thing.
He's a very talented guy.
He's 43. Yeah.
And I will wait for you.
Are you a big Mumford & Sons guy?
And I
wouldn't say big.
Kind of brought bluegrass to the mainstream a little bit with the banjo and the string instruments. Lead singer Marcus Mumford of the Mumford & Sons. No, that's Sanford & Sons, sorry. 37.
Easily confused.
And then who I consider, him and his buddy were Public Enemy number one and Public Enemy number two in the destruction of country music back maybe 10 years ago. Took it in a direction that we didn't need it to go, and I just can't forgive him for that. That's Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line.
Neil. Florida Georgia Line,
Tyler Hubbard. Happy birthday to him. Yeah, they broke up, and now he's doing his own thing. Mm-hmm. 37 today.
Mm-hmm. 37. All right. Gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with singer and actor Eddie Cantor, born on this day. 1892, and you remember Tallulah Bankhead from 1902.
So, Latrodectus Smactons, commonly known as Black Widow, caught in your own web, eh?
There is nothing common about me, dynamic doll. And as for being caught in my own web, may I give you a tiny little piece of advice? If you wish to live and thrive, let the spider run alive.
Did she say dynamic dullard? I can't remember. I think the Black Widow had been drinking.
It sounded like it.
Yes. And I think she offered Batman. I think that scene, she offered Batman a drink, and he goes, no, I do not drink spirits. And let's have some milk. That's what Batman drinks. He drinks.
That's what he drinks.
He drinks milk. You think maybe you drink blood, but that's a vampire bat, not Batman.
Not Batman.
She was Black Widow.
Black Widow, Tallulah Bankhead, born on this day, 1902. Fine boxer, Jersey Joe, one of the Jerseys, Jersey Joe Walcott, born on this day, 1914. And he broke the color barrier in baseball. The great Hall of Famer, Jackie Robinson, was born on this day, 1919. You do remember Carol Channing. Oh,
golly gee, fellas, find me a bacon, please.
Elementary talent show. Didn't you do a Carol Channing?
Yes.
You sang Hello
not
Dolly?
Everybody could pull that off, but I could do Hello Dolly. She reminded me of Phyllis Diller, too, right? I mean, it had that raspy delivery.
I'd say.
Carol Channing, born on this day, 1921. I got to mention Joanne Drew because she starred in a couple of great westerns with the Duke, including She Wore a Yellow Ribbon and Red River, 1922, for that fine actress. Hall of Fame baseball player, he was Mr. Cub. He was Ernie Banks, 512 career home runs, two-time MVP. Always a great day to play two for the great baseball star Ernie Banks. 1934, actor James Franciscus.
This used to be my home. I lived here, worked here. What happened?
You know what happened? They finally did it. So that's kind of low audio there from Beneath the Planet of the Apes. That's official Beneath the Planet of the Apes audio there. I'm going to have to get in contact with their people. But he was the Planet of the Apes. They did the sequel, and they go, okay, we need a guy who looks like Charlton Heston who works like at an eighth of the price. Okay?
Right.
So let's get James Franciscus to play Brent.
Right.
And then they realize, oh, this movie's horrible. We need to bring... Let's bring Charlton Heston. Let's bring Taylor back then at the end to save the movie.
It was probably a good idea.
But they couldn't save humanity because the bomb went off there at the end of the mutant people.
Right. James Franciscus, he died very young of emphysema. I think he was a heavy smoker. 1934 for that actor. We all loved Suzanne Plachette.
Hello?
Hi, Bob.
TV theme time. Speaking of raspy delivery.
Yeah. You could tell what season it was of the Bob Newhart show, the raspier Suzanne Plachette's voice got. Oh, that's season 7 right there. It's got to be.
Right.
Hi, Bob.
From the Bob Newhart show and many other things, a fine actress, Suzanne Plachette, born on this day, 1937. He was a founding member of the group Chicago and... chose poorly, Russian Roulette, Loaded Chamber, and Accidental Suicide, singer-songwriter Terry Kapp.
Children playing in the park, they don't know I'm alone.
When people talk about Terry Kapp, they talk a lot about his guitar playing. He was a great guitar player. When you ever see a Chicago documentary or whatever, members of the band and other people that were observing at that time, they go, man, you know, he had the raspy, bluesy voice or whatever, but his guitar playing, I guess, was really one of the best of the time.
Well, a talent that we lost way too young. It was around the mid to late 70s that he accidentally took his own life. Terry Kapp, 1946. And one more actor, John Dye, born on this day in 1963.
You must be the uninvited guest I've been expecting. I'm Monica.
I'm Andrew.
Angel of Death?
At your service.
Yes, he was the Angel of Death, and of course the Angel of Death would have the best hair on the show. Wouldn't you expect? And John Dye.
I would expect that, yeah.
Had the best hair on the show. And for those of you who enjoyed Touched by an Angel.
Yes. Actor John Dye played that role. He died young, too. He was born on this day, 1963. They're already all gone. But not forgotten.
Your staff had one that they forgot. And again, this is a recent death from a couple of years ago.
Maybe it's because I went off my postpartum medication.
You were still taking that? You had Buster 32 years ago.
And that's how long I've been depressed about him.
She was the mother.
Whoa.
She was mom. She was Lucille Bluth. Another Arrested Development clip, which is never a bad thing. And another cameo from Jason Bateman. That's Jessica Walter, the actress. 1941, passed away, I want to say, 2021, something like that. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Here comes a Wild One, Faith Hill. Next week's Fave 5 artist with tickets to give away, Brooks and Dunn, Play Something Country, or Toby Keith. And his preferred girl, Whiskey Girl.
We'll get a preview of next week's Fave 5 from B&D.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG.